Will the status quo survive? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe. Presented by ZipRecruiter. The students and teachers who packed that rally in Parkland, Florida over the weekend weren't just sad, they were angry. But where should they direct that anger? At the family who took in Nicholas Cruz hoping to help him, but who let him keep his guns? The gun dealer who sold him the AR-15 legally a year ago, having no idea it'd be used in a massacre? The FBI for failing to follow up on a tip that Nicholas Cruz owned guns and was acting erratically? Or do you get angry at the status quo, which allows anybody who's old enough and can pass a cursory background check to buy a military weapon? Technically, of course, it's only a military-style weapon, but that's starting to feel like a meaningless distinction lately. I think the gun owners who like the status quo are going to find themselves confronted more and more by people who have experienced the status quo firsthand, like those students in Parkland who saw more hostile fire in those 5 minutes than most soldiers see in their careers. And it occurs to me, in a few weeks, we may have ICE agents going door to door in the name of public safety, deporting unarmed DACA residents with no criminal records. Perhaps their time would be better spent helping the FBI check out some of those tips. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.